Hello, and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and joining me today is IHSA Director of Special Programs, Ray McDonald. New to the IHSA staff this year, Ray oversaw the always important March Madness experience that ran in conjunction with the boys' basketball tournaments in Peoria. But this spring, though, finds Ray working on the association's second annual road race. And today on Happenings, we're going to take a little deeper dive into plans for that event. So, Ray, welcome to Happenings.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Kurt.
Our pleasure. It's been overdue, so I apologize. Here we are waiting until May to introduce our new staff member to our audience, so I apologize. So why don't we just use that as our starting point? Before we get into the road race, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you, yourself. Who is Ray McDonald?
Yeah, well, I just moved here and started here in September. Moved up here from Tennessee. I'm the Nashville area, and I was working at a local high school and decided to step out on my own, do something new, and brave the Illinois winters. So,
well, yeah, and I want to just tell you that this, like, late winter we had that went seem like all the way into mid-April, that doesn't usually happen.
People keep telling me that. I'm not sure I quite believe it. We'll see next year.
Yeah, things will definitely be better. And certainly it's beautiful out right now. And when it's beautiful and people get back outside, it makes us think about outdoor activities. Yeah. And I know the road race will be just that. So why don't we talk a little bit? We'll shift into the road race and why don't you fill our audience in with some of the details for the event, you know, where, when, who can participate, those kinds of things.
Absolutely. Well, this year will be our second annual road race, and it'll be on June 2nd of this year, and which is a Saturday. And first of all, I'd just like to say that we've moved up the times 30 minutes from last year. We're hoping to maybe beat the heat of just a little bit this year as opposed to last year. Registration is going to begin at 7:45 a.m. And then we have three different divisions this year. We'll have 8:30 a.m., which will be our wheelchair division. Then we'll have 8:45 a.m. our girls division will start. And then at 9 a.m. our boys division will start. So we have three different chances, and we just really want to get any Illinois high school student involved. Any Illinois high school student can participate, including ones who just graduated in May. And the event is free to all participants, so there's really no excuse for kids not to get out here and participate and kind of have one last little hurrah before they break for summer.
Exactly, yeah. Now, where will the race be held here in town? And when I say town, talk about Bloomington Normal.
It is in Bloomington Normal. It's at Heartland Community College. And also part of our race goes through the Corn Crib where the Corn Belters plays. That'll be really cool as well.
Oh, the minor league baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, going back and forth between the community college and then the minor league baseball stadium. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So any high school student, grades that had been in grades 9 through 12.
Correct.
So even if they've just graduated, they're
Correct.
Still eligible to participate.
Absolutely.
All right. How does one of these students register?
Well, what we do is on the IHSA homepage, right in the middle of the screen, there's a sign up and picture of the road race flyer. Just click on that. It'll take you right to the registration page. You can sign yourself up, but one thing I do need to say is that we also need a liability waiver. And the link for that is at the bottom of the page. All you have to do is click on that, print it out, and get an administrator from your school to sign off on it and bring it with you the day of the race.
That seems pretty simple.
Super simple.
Excellent. Well, I'm not a runner, and I'm too old.
I don't believe that.
but whether myself or anybody else wants to get involved, and, you know, but not able to participate, are there opportunities there? And if so, how would somebody get involved?
Absolutely. Well, we're hoping to have a really great turnout this year so we can take all the volunteers who are willing. If you just want to get in contact with me, again, my information is on the homepage as well. And you can come help us with registration, help us pass out water, help us at any of our stations on the course, or also helping out awards. We'll need all that stuff. And maybe that's not your thing. Even just coming, cheering on your fellow classmates would be awesome as well. We'd just love to have people out there.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be an awesome day. I have some vague memories of the first race, and I remember that was a great day, but it was a hot day. So I think moving things up about a half an hour makes a ton of sense.
I hope so.
Well, good luck. I'm sure that this year's road race will be as much of a hit in year two as it was a year ago. So continued good luck with your planning, and I hope
the
day's a great one for you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Well, on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves real soon.